Now, I really dread those conversations about what was the first album you ever bought. Friends always seem to say The Stones or Pink Floyd. For me, it was Gilbert O'Sullivan. Not exactly the height of cool. I was very keen on him, but managed to grow out of it. But some fans are less fickle. In the 80s, frilly, shirt-wearing New Romantics Duran Duran had teenagers swooning. They had thousands of fans to whom the words spando and ballet were poison and were devastated when the group eventually split up. But for many, the passion didn't die, even if there was no band around to lavish the love on. News that the group was reforming in 2000 was music to the ears of three diehard fans. And when Simon Le Bon, John Taylor and co announced a tour of the UK this April, they knew what they had to do. Liz Pearson went to talk to Joanna Tears, Alison Hughes-White, Sana Tukur and Irene, Izzy Durani, I think is how you pronounce it, Turner, as they met in the queue for the sixth concert of the ongoing tour in the band's hometown of Birmingham.
It was at 6 o'clock, the doors do, it's 4:15 now, so I can't wait. It's just going to be, there's going to be tears tonight, I can promise everybody that. It's just so, so special.
Yeah. So what are you going to do to while away the time while you're in the queue?
Oh, I don't know, probably sing a few songs.
I sing in my class, and my friend was next to me, and wasn't concentrating what the teacher was saying, and she said to me, yeah, look at this guy. So I looked at his magazine, it was on the back of, I don't know, Lookin' or something, it was a picture of Simon Le Bon with a bandana on. I thought, oh, he's cute, and then I saw a picture of the rest of the band, and I fell for Nick Rhodes because of his makeup. It was all like frilly shirts, scarves, PVC, leather pants, pixie boots, lots of makeup, tons of hairspray, tons.
Scarves, Lurex scarves, they were triangular in shape and you used to wrap them round your neck. Yeah. My mum used to put them on her head and say, you should wear these like a hair scarf. And I was like, no, Mum, that's not right.
My room was covered, posters on the ceiling. I would cut out small pictures, they were all over the light switches because I couldn't do anything else with those. It was just everywhere, cushions, bins.
Back in those days, it was just my mum and dad, all they could hear was boom, boom, boom from the ceiling. Keep coming up and says, turn it down.
What sort of feelings did you get when it was just you in your room with your Duran Duran music?
Just lock myself in there and just play the music, safe, just happy, just away from everything.
It's a sort of nothing else matters. You can get through anything because you're there with them and they help you through, don't they? They help you through so much.
There must have been a time when other people who were Duran fans sort of stopped being fans, lost interest. Did you have a period where you lost interest as well?
No, I've always followed them through. Even when they went from the five, Roger left first, and then Andy, after Live Aid in 85, they went to the three. Just followed it all the way through.
There's a bit of a period where I was going to college and kind of real life took over, I suppose, but I never lost the love of what I already had. I kept listening to the music all the way through.
Real life did take over. I was involved with my family, and family business, and I had my first child, so a lot of Duran Duran got pushed to the back, but it was never gone.
And you've got some photos, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm just going to download them onto the computer from last night, so look. Simon singing. Oh, oh, look, bless.
Simon, he's looking a bit old, though.
How can you say that?
And stand so close.
See, when you're talking about them, when you use their first names, Simon, Nick, John, it makes it sound like they're part of the family.
I wish they were. But they do feel like part of the family. They're part of my life.
They are like family because we've known them so long. They've been there. I mean, I've no brothers and sisters or anything like that, but they've been there as long as my best friends. And they're a major part of my life. And yes, you do think of them. You don't, I never sort of say John Taylor unless I'm talking to someone like yourself. It's John this, John that, Simon this, Simon that.
My name's Michael. Alison's my wife. I also like Duran Duran. They're not a bad band. I'm not as crazy as Alison is about them. I wouldn't follow them to 14 shows.
So how long did it take you to find this out about Alison when you first met?
Oh, I knew she was into him when I first met her.
He's always had to take second best when Duran Duran are around.
Do you think there's ever going to be a time when you think she's too old, you're both too old to be going to Duran Duran concerts?
Oh, I don't think so. I think, I'm not being funny and horrible to them, but I think Duran Duran will be too old before Alison's too old. So if they do a Rolling Stone, she'll be going on with a bus pass to go and see them.
If we all have to push each other in bath chairs, we'll be doing it with cushions and blankets if necessary. We'll be there.
So when you heard about this, the tour, the UK tour, what was that like? What was that like on the internet as the rumours started?
We just couldn't type fast enough. We were just talking and talking and talking on the phones.
Going ringing all the time. I don't think we've gone a week since December without speaking to each other about three times a week. It's just been amazing.
So whose idea was it? Who sort of suggested, well, let's go to every single concert?
Well, we originally it was only the four concerts, so it wasn't too bad. And then extra dates were added and extra dates were added, and I was just going into work and putting another holiday form in. It got to 10 and we were like, right, that's it, we're not doing any more. Then it went to 14 and we were like, I'll do it. And then it went to 15 and it was like, well, it's only another one. Yeah, go on then.
So how much is it costing you all?
We've had different people sort of saying, well, the tickets are going to cost you about £640. So that's scary enough in itself. I don't think we wanted to add up any of the other costs.
What are the other costs?
There's merchandise, there's travelling, like petrol and stuff, there's food.
Lights as well, haven't we? Lights. And hotels to pay for.
That's the banner. It's a D and a D, intertwined DD. And it's got... Did you make that? It's got lots of lights all over it.
My husband made it out of ultra-bright LEDs, yes. John, the very first night, pointed at the banner and he mouthed out, "That's really good." And I just nearly collapsed on the floor. I was just so thrilled that he'd taken the time to really, you know, pay a compliment to us, to make that effort. It's fantastic.
Sometimes you think, oh, was that aimed at me? Yeah. And you sort of have to look at somebody else and go, did you see that? Yeah, did you see that? Yeah, and it's like, yeah, it was at you. And you're just sitting in that seat. He's like, oh, my God, you smiled at me.
The band have seen it every night. And we've had waves and smiles and acknowledgement every night that they know that we're there. So it's been fantastic.
What does that mean to you to see them wave at you or smile at you?
Oh, God, it's lovely. I can't. Oh, it's amazing. Just a smile, just a look, that's the world. That's everything. Even if you met them 100 times, just get one smile again. Don't say a prayer for me now. Save it till the morning after. No, don't say a prayer for me now. Save it till the morning after. And they're probably already queuing for tomorrow's concert in Wembley. That report by Liz Pearson. I made sure she got out alive after what she said about Simon Le Bon. So should there be an age limit to pop adulation? Well, Alexis Petridis is rock critic for The Guardian and Mojo magazine, and Joan Burney is associate editor of The Daily Record, and she joins us from Edinburgh. Joan, that obsessiveness, that, oh, you know, I think he smiled at me. It really does sound like teenagers, and they're slightly older than that. Do you think that level of adulation is a bit unhealthy?
No, not the least bit. I thought it was...